translation. The Lord Maharaj continues, my dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress.
Sukham Andriyakam Vaitya Devajogena Dekhna Sarvatra Lambhati Devana Jatha Dukham Ajatnata. We are, everyone of us, we are fully and under control of the material world. We have put ourselves, different body, we are fully under the control of material. There is no question of independence. In this shastra it is described, just like a horse or a bull is bound up in the nose and the driver as it put on the rope, it has to go according to that. There is no independence. Our so-called declaration of independence, there is no God, there is no control, whatever we right we can do, this means ignorance. And in ignorance, we commit so many mistakes, and that is sinful activity. Sinful activity means do irresponsibly anything we like, and we become entrapped in sinful activity. But as you have got experience in our ordinary life, that ignorance is no excuse. Suppose a child touches fire, the fire will not excuse because it is a child. No. Either you are a child or grown up man. When you touch the fire, it is there. There is no skill. Similarly, knowingly or unknowingly, if we do something wrong, we have to be punished. This is the law of nature. There was an instance, one muni, he was brought to Jamuraj's court, and he was, judgment was given that this man should be punished by shul. Shul means one iron rod pushed through the rectum and it will clear through the head. But the man was condemned to death. But this is the fun. So, he was a sage, muni. He asked the Jamaraj that throughout my whole life I never did any wrong. Why you are punishing me this way? So Jamaraj replied that you have forgotten. In your childhood you pierced one ant with a needle. You have forgotten, therefore you are being punished. So, of course, he became Jamaraj, became Vidura, because the sage also punished him, that for my childhood criminality, you are punishing me in this way. So I also punish you, that you have no sense, you have to take bath in a Shudra man. Anyway, that other entanglements are only under me. If we do something wrong, there are many other instances. That's why some contaminant disease, either a child or a grown-up man, if he infects himself with that contaminant disease, somehow the disease will manifest and he has to suffer. So the suffering also, and enjoyment, this is also due to the senses. When the material world, so long we have got this material body, two things will be there, suffering or enjoyment. And what is this suffering and enjoyment? With reference to the senses. Or senses, just like the skin is called touch sense, sensation. We feel pleasure by touching skin. So this pleasure due to the touch sense, sometimes it is painful, sometimes it is pleasing. Due to different circumstances, just like water is very pleasing to the skin if it is summer, and water is very painful to the skin if it is winter. So water is the same. My skin is the same. But due to seasonal changes, the same water is sometimes pleasing and sometimes displeasing. Matrasvara tasva konti sitosna sukadukkhala. So Kula, we have to remain in this material world. For so long we have to continue this material body. Two things will continue. We cannot stop. It is not possible. Matra Svartas Krishna Kaunti or Sitosna Sukhula. What? And what are actually there? Agama Paina Nitya. They come and go. They are all temporary. Winter season or the summer season, it does not stay. It comes and goes. So everything in this material world, so-called distress and happiness, they come and go. So we should not be very much disturbed. Rather, we shall waste our valuable time seeking after so-called. Nobody wants distress, but everyone wants happiness. So, without knowledge, in ignorance, we are simply trying after happiness. This is material world. The last time we discussed about it, that a dog is running from this side to that side. He is pleasing, feeling some pleasure. Similarly, we also, so-called civilized man, we are also running on a path, this side and this side. So, the same thing, the dog's rest. But we are thinking, because we are running on a path, we are civilized. But the business is a dog's rest. So, Black Man has pointed that we should try to understand the value of life. We should not waste our time by dog's rest, either on four legs or on four wheels. That is the point. Therefore, he says, Sukham, the happiness is due to the sense. Sukham Aindriya. Aindriya Tham means Indriya. Indriya means sense. So Indriya. He is addressing his friend. They are all born of Daitya family. dukkha verily means they are simply a transcendent. That is called dukkha. And human verily or devata verily, there are two classes, dukkha and devata. Dukkha means they do not know anything, just like animals. Simply a transcendent. They are called dukkha. And devata means they are fully aware of the existence of God, a relationship with God, duty with reference to God. They are called devata. That is what defines between dukkha. So Prahlad Maharaj circumstances it because he was to deliver the dukkha. So he took his birth by the will of the Supreme Lord. He took birth in a dukkha family. Sometimes devotees come in a particular type of family to deliver the community or the society. So here the class friends were all dukkha, were born of dukkha family. They are not born of the enlightened family. So therefore he named this dukkha. to come only upon dukkha, deha janasya properly. So this sukham, indriyadam, sense gratification, so here it is said, deha yogena, deha. Dehi, this is not understood. So the dehi and deha, deha yogena, deha. Dehi means the person who possesses this deha. That is not understood. That is the beginning of spiritual education in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehi does mean jatha dehi. You ask anybody, I think 99.9% will be unable to understand what is dehi and deha. This is our modern education. Dehina and deha. Dehi is a Sanskrit word that is called imputva. Astrathe im. When you possess something, there is Sanskrit putva. That's like guni. Guni means guna, and you add in, then guni. Similarly, deho, and you add in, then dehi. The real meaning is, deho means this word, and dehi means the possessor of the body. So, actually, in the modern age, the so-called civilization, they do not understand what is deho and dehi. They think, this deho is everything. This body is everything. But that is not the fact. So dehi, the possessor of the body. So there are so many different types of body, but it is possessed, each and every deho of body is possessed by this dehi. So dehi is a particular position of deha. Dehi means the spirit soul. When he is within the encasement of a particular body, then his standard of happiness and distress is particular. That's why the hawk, he is in a particular type of body. And a human being is in a particular type of body. Deho yogena dehina. This dehi, this spirit soul, this. He was in any case, in a particular kind of mind. So therefore, the happiness of the hog is different from the happiness of a man. Because he has got a particular type of body. A man, if you give him nice halwa, he will please. And the hog, if you give fresh food, he will please. Why? The hog will not protest, rather he will like, oh, it is very nice. And a man will take to him, stand. So why this defense? Deho jogina, dehina. The dehi, the spirit soul, has a particular type of body. And he is taking care of a particular type of food. So, we have to understand this. But the sense gratification, in English it is called, one man's poison is another man's food. Why is different? A particular type of one. Although we are all human beings, but every one of us is under the control of the laws of nature. Karanam gunasandhasta. Karanam gunasandhasta. What is that? Sadasat janma jonitu. Sadasat janma jonitu. We are born in particular family, particular circumstances, particular taste, everything. That is karanam, what is the, why there are differences? The karanam gunasandhasta. The karan, the reason is because he has associated with a particular type of modes of nature. Just like a person, at this time, he will be pleased to come here to understand the Bhagavad Dharma. At the same time, another person will be pleased to go to your brother at the liquor shop. Why? The karanam gurasandhas. The reason is that he is interested with a particular mode of being. So, Bhagavad Dharma means even one is in the most lower stage of association. He can be raised to the highest state. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. The beginning of this chapter was Kumarvasavit Pratna Dharmana Bhagavatana Durlavanga Manasana Dharma Tadoki Adhubha Arthada. Arthada means the purpose of life. So those who are not taking part of Bhagavad Dharma from the beginning of life, their outcome is different. And whereas a person taken to Bhagavad Dharma, outcome is different. The Bhagavad Dharma outcome. Bhagavad Dharma outcome. Is to go back to home, back to God. And the material life of some sense. This is it. We do not know that there is life after death, and there is eternal life, there is eternal happiness. We do not know. Karanam gunasandhasta. So this type of happiness, different types of happiness, and this type also, as well as this material world, there is no happiness. Everything is this type. But on account of our ignorance, we accept this type as that is called Maya. Maya. That is not We are accepting something, the same example. It says, Paul is feeling happiness by eating stew, but it is not happiness actually. One who is not in mind, one is not in the home body, he feels, he says, but that's the food he sees. That is also food. From food value, the stool is very valuable. It contains all hypophosphites and so on. The doctors, they have analyzed. But that does not mean, because it has got very big food value, the human being will agree to take food. Sometimes it so happens that in the last war, in the concentration camp, the human being was obliged to eat his own food. But this is called karma. It is karma. Karma-nāde-yone-skrīnā janto-jeha-upapati. So we must rectify our karma. Karma-nidhahati kintu-ca-bhakti-bhājā. If you cultivate bhāgava-dhārma, then your karma can be changed. Otherwise it is not changed. Otherwise it is not possible. Kasyaiva-hita-pruta-keva-kogita-nalambha. Everyone is born with the resultant action of some past karma. But that also people in modern age do not understand. What is past, what is future, what is present. But simply animals. The animal cats and dogs, they cannot understand. Therefore, human form of life should not be wasted like the animals. Nāyāna jīva jīva bhājāna jīrūpi tattāna kāvāna rūpi mūjāna. This should be, there should be responsibility and the state, the father, the elderly person, the guru, they must be very responsible. And what is that responsibility? That the person under someone's control should be trained up in such a way because he has got the human life. He can be elevated to the highest position. And that is how it can be done, by bhagavad, not otherwise. Not by karma or jnana or yoga, no. You cannot say. Simply, by acting in devotional service, bhagavad, anyone can be raised to the highest position. Kirata honata purinda bhukkata, abhiva sambha, yamanasata, janjita pāpa. Papa means as Papa. Papa means very abominable desire. Even they can be raised to the husband. Mami Pasa Papasa is here. Great is Papa Joni. The Papa Joni. Papa Joni, there are different kinds of Papa Joni. Except civilized human being, advanced human being, those who are called aliens. Alien means those who are at home. Below that position, they are called Papajuni. In the alien civilization, there is a system of four divisions of social order and four divisions of spiritual. Social order is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And spiritual order, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Therefore, what is going on at the present moment, as Hindus, this world is on fine, said the basic Jesus and Hindus. Varnasa, this is real. Vedic, Krishna, Varnasa, and human life begins when one observes the varnas regulation. Varnasam, human life means to elevate oneself to spiritual consciousness or God consciousness. That they do not know. Because there is no education, there is no Bhagavad Dhamma preaching, people are kept completely in darkness. It is modern society. Mandra-samandha-mato-yo-mandra-bhata-yubad-dhuta prajina-alpa-yayuta-kalau-asmi-vidhiva. In this way, first of all, the divinity shall apply very small. Although in Kali Yuga one is destined to live up to 100 years, but with the progress of Kali Yuga, the duration of age will decrease. Nowadays somebody lives for 100 years. If one is 80 years old, he is supposed to be very old man. But time will come when one is 20 years old, he will be considered as a very old man. That time is coming gradually. If one lives from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a very old man. So, alpayu, this is the effect of Kali Yuga, the duration of life, mercifulness, bodily strength, memory, these things will be reduced. You won't find nowadays very fertile brain. It will reduce. Not very strong man, body is very strong. And mercy, there is no question. On the street, in your court, if somebody is being killed, nobody will take care of him. There is no mercifulness. Even the mother has no mercifulness killing the child. This is coming. So just imagine what is the duration of this Kali Yuga. Then you understand. Manda, everyone is bad. Manda, samantha matayo. And if one poses himself that he is intelligent, then there is also a bad way of life. Samantha matayo. One to have that. Everyone is unfortunate. So there is a great necessity to preach this Bhagavad Gita. What Prahlad Maharaj is preaching about the Vaishya. Vaishya has a paradox. His life is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness to understand the value of life. Therefore, he yes. This kind of happiness, Deha Yogena Dehina, a particular body has a happiness which refers to the body. And another meaning, Deha Yogena Dehina, which is one Dehi, another Dehi, they are embracing their kissing, they have. That is the ultimate happiness in the material world. So Prahlad Maharaj says, that this kind of happiness, deha yogena dehina, sarvatra labhati, you will get everywhere. Everyone means, either you are in human form of life, or in a dog form of life, or hog form of life, everywhere you will get. Don't think that the sex happiness is less in dog life than the sex happiness in the life of human. No. The pleasure of sex life, either in the hog body, or in the dog body, or in the man body, is yes, so by time before, that if you put something together in a golden pot or in an iron pot, the taste will not change. The taste is the same. But it is our concoction only, that if I put into the golden pot, if the taste will change, that is wisdom. It's not the fact. So, we are trying to, we are the Mahan privilege, for changing the form, that's all. But that will not change the quality of form. So we have to go beyond the quality of the ahara nidra bhayam aishram. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that is necessary so far the body is concerned. But that is being done by the dogs and cats and dogs and dogs. We have to go farther. That is problem. Deha dharma is the same, either the cat, dog, or human. But the Bhagavad dharma is for the human. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. Dullama Ramana Sangyanma. Tatagi of Toma, and when you have got this human form of man, from the very beginning of life, just to kill and their son. It is very good that associating their offering respect to the deity, to the guru. This is not going there. It is all recorded. So one day we will be the devotee. That is my word. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving strength that don't be very busy for sense pleasure. That is available in any condition of life, without any effort. And he is giving a very good example, the Daiva, by the superior act. Superior arrangement means that the form, because he has been given Daivadetrina, the body of a form, he must eat two. That is Daiva. He must eat two. So Daiva. Daiva means all arrangement is there. You find those animals. They have got a particular type of food. Just like cows, goats, these four-legged animals. They will eat grass. They will never eat meat. And then the tigers, dogs, cats, they will attack you. They will want meat. The standard of eating, the standard of happiness is already fixed up. They cannot be changed. But in the human form of life, they can be changed. In the text of Bhagavatam. That's like practical example. These European, American boys, that changed their life. How is it possible? Because they are taken to Bhagavad. That is the only thing. Otherwise, it is not possible. In America, the authorities accepted that we are spending so many millions of dollars. We could not stop the intoxication habit, the energy habit. And how is that? This Krishna consciousness movement is stopped. That's a fact. As soon as one joins our movement, sincerely, he can very easily give up the four abominable things. No unity, sex, no meditation, no intoxication. How is this possible? Because he went in and he's taking Bhagavad Gita. That is it. So if you want to change the mentality of the human being as it is going on, the dog mentality. If you want to change it, you cannot do it by assembling the United Nations and passing resolution. That is not possible. You must take the Bhagavad Gita. Then everything will go right. Otherwise it is not possible. Thank you very much.